First, things like visiting a friend or family member or going to the grocery store have taken on more meaning for some of us in the last few months. Another visit that might feel extra special right now is a trip to the art museum. Many art museums around the state that had closed during the shelter-in-place period have opened back up over the late summer or early fall. The Trout Museum in Appleton, the Museum of Wisconsin Art in West Bend are both open and operating with limited hours, to name just a couple. Have you been able to visit a museum, art or otherwise, that has reopened? Tell us about your experience at 800-642-1234. If you haven't visited lately but like to do it, tell us what you miss and what you love about a trip to the museum. Call in now at 800-642-1234. The Milwaukee Art Museum reopened to the public in mid-July with limited hours. They've been operating with an online system to buy tickets in advance for a date and time slot. Petey Basson has been a docent at the Milwaukee Art Museum since 2009 and served as docent chair from 2016 to 2018. Before becoming a docent, Petey taught English at the University School of Milwaukee for nearly 40 years. Petey, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, you've been involved with the museum for many years now. What was it like when you were first able to re-enter the museum after it was closed this year?
Well, Rob, you spoke a little bit earlier about the loneliness, I think, that many people are feeling. We miss our friends. We miss family members who live in parts away from us. And I think we also have a kind of a cultural loneliness that many of us experience, loneliness for other times and places, the kind of artwork that takes us to other times and places. So for me, it was a real shot in the arm to get a chance to go back to the museum.
Were there a few pieces of art that you really missed? You're really looking forward to making an acquaintance with again?
Absolutely. I went right to the Renaissance galleries when I first came. There's a piece by a woman, a painter, which is already something unusual for its time, Sofonisba Anguissola, a painter in the mid-1500s. Painted a wonderful portrait of her sister, Minerva. It's such a loving piece. Minerva's dressed in her finest, and she's wearing gorgeous kind of coral-colored jewelry. She has a beautiful complexion, and it was especially gratifying to me to see that piece by Sofonisba, because I know that Sofonisba painted this painting of her sister, Minerva, when she was herself separated from her sister. And I think that it reminds me of the numbers of ways in which we long to be with the people we love. I love that piece. And also, frankly, because it's a Renaissance piece, it brings us back to a kind of a more golden era than the one we're living in. And it was a satisfaction to see that. So that was one of several that I enjoyed seeing again.
Well, I love that idea. I mean, in general, of a way to think about art as a way to connect to another human being, maybe separated by a lot of miles and a lot of centuries.
Yeah, indeed. But that's not the only thing I enjoyed. There are some pieces at the museum that help us understand the events of our day today. There's a large piece called Come On Out by an African-American artist named Glenn Ligon. Mm-hmm. And he was responding to an incident of violence and criminal injustice that occurred in the 1960s. His work is a more contemporary work, but he was reflecting on the incident that involved the Harlem six men who were sent to prison for a murder that they didn't commit. And the piece is quite a horizontal piece. It takes up, I don't know how many yards of one wall, and it's covered in text. And the text says, and it's kind of blurry, you can't always read every single part of it. The text says, come on out and show them. One of the members of the Harlem Six pressed on a bruise to make it bleed so that the police officer would see how much he was hurting. It reminds me of the chants that we have heard in the last couple of months, I can't breathe, I can't breathe. And so that work, painted long before this moment that we're in, makes me understand something about our current time. So that's another reason to go to the museum, to remind us of who we are now and what we're facing now.
Talking to P.D. Bassin, docent at the Milwaukee Art Museum, talking about the experience of going back to the museum after it was closed for months. You can join in if you'd like quickly at 800-642-1234 if you've been back to a museum. P.D., I watched a video that the Milwaukee Art Museum put out about, you know, the procedures. What's a little different now? Could you talk us through what a visit to the museum is like now?
Well, first of all, it's pretty easy. You can get your tickets. You can reserve your tickets online in a flash. Doesn't take long. You do have to commit to a day and a time. It's a reserved ticket. Then once you enter the museum and get your ticket, you're directed to go down a particular hall and follow the arrows. So instead of being able to wander at will from room to room, we do need to stay on a path in order to keep a good 6 feet distance from each other. However, having said that, The path takes us throughout the whole bottom floor of the museum, and we get to see a representation of the artworks that the museum houses. It is a little sad not to be able to go up to the second floor. I miss the works in the Bradley Gallery, although some of them have been brought down to the first floor so that we can see them. I have one painting in particular, Gabriella Munter's painting, Boating, that is important to me. And that's been moved from the second floor to the first floor. But other than that, we follow the path, and it takes us through the different centuries. We get to see some decorative art, some jewelry, and then exit the museum almost in a loop from the way we came.
Can you talk about your role as a docent and what docents do?
Docents interact with the visitors to the museum and show them some of the things in the museum that are meaningful to they themselves and to the visitors, what the visitors might want to see. A lot of us docents work with children, school children who come to the museum. And I have to tell you, that's one of the things that I miss. Maybe you remember, or maybe you're not old enough to remember, but maybe you remember that movie, The King and I, with Deborah Kerr. And she says in one of the songs that she sings, when you become a teacher, by your pupils you'll be taught. Well, that's the experience of a docent as well. You take kids through or adults through, and what they see and what they bring to the experience teaches you something. So that's a sadness not to have that experience right now.
Can you give a little pep talk for people to get out and visit their local museum, even if they're not in your neighborhood, to get out and see what their local museum has to offer?
Those local museums have a lot to offer. I have to just share with you, I had a five-year-old grandson come to visit me from from Massachusetts just last week, and we went to the Milwaukee Public Museum with him. And it was a shot in the arm to see that little kid looking at the skeletons and the skeleton of the humpback whale. He was wide-eyed to see that. Museums give us a lot that we need right now. And I would encourage people to visit those repositories of culture that are near them and maybe even make some trips to ones that are a little bit out of their way.
Do you feel like, obviously, you're someone who already appreciated the art museum a lot, given your commitment to it? Do you feel that even more now after this last few crazy months?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's a heartache not to go. The museum can lift your spirits in a way nothing else can. And, you know, we need our spirits lifted these days. It can be pretty tough. If you're separated from the things that you love in so many other ways, it's a real satisfaction to go into that wonderful building. And boy, you walk into the Quadracci Pavilion and you just can't help but soar a little bit. It's a beautiful space, and it's an important space for us to treasure right now.
Petey, thanks a lot for sharing it with us today.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
That's Petey Bassin. Petey's been a docent at the Milwaukee Art Museum since 2009, served as a docent chair from 2016 to 2018. We have been talking about the joy of getting back into a museum when we couldn't for months there. If you want to give a shout out to your own local museum, send us an email. Whether you work there, volunteer there, or just a fan of it, and let us know how it's going, if it's reopened, if it's about to reopen, email us. ideas@wpr.org. That's ideas@wpr.org. Or you can always tweet us at Central Time WPR. Let us know about your local museum and what's going on there these days.